got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim, me and my fiance were watching a movie the other day and it got us talking about what you would do in this scenario. And you and I often have this conversation, so I thought I'd bring it to you as a situation. So the movie is called Leave the World Behind. It's on Netflix, one of the most top-rated movies at the moment. Came out with Julia Roberts in it.
I think I've seen the graphic of it.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what
the film's essentially
about.
It's, without giving away the whole plot, technology basically stops
in the
whole movie. So, like, you know, driverless cars all of a sudden have been hacked and you can't use them.
We don't have many of those at the moment. That's good.
Your mobile phones don't work. Streaming services don't work.
Technology, Jess.
All of the tech.
Yeah, yeah.
And so slowly they start realizing that the world has, like, they've gone away for a weekend. They've, you know, gotten away into nature. So
cabin in the woods stuff.
Their technology wasn't working anyway. And then they realized that they tried to leave and the world is falling apart.
Sure, sure.
And it got us talking because my fiance Akshay was like, oh, you would be stuffed in this situation.
It's great to play these games with, like, movies like The Hunger Games.
Yep.
And
I'd be dead.
You know, like Rat Race and stuff where
dead.
You go, Rat Race? What do you mean you'd be dead? That's a movie about trying to get a briefcase of money.
And I'd be dead, Tim.
Wow.
This is what inevitably every conversation leads to. Would Akshay ditch me?
Yeah. Like, how long is he, like...
How long is he obligated to keep me alive,
all right,
essentially?
So give me your first 24 hours. Technology goes... Bloop.
Yep. I lose all access to my phone. I my car will still work because my car's the worst. No. But no technology in it, right?
Oh, so you can't use the maps to get where you go every single place?
Well, this is the thing.
Do you know how to get to your parents' house from your place without your map?
Yes, I do. But would I be able to...
you just said that like it was a brag, but you're 32.
I think we would probably stay here. We would lock ourselves in the house.
Right. Lock yourselves into the house?
Yeah, and just wait it out. Well, because you just don't know. People might riot, Tim. That's what happens in the movie.
Well, spoilers.
It gets really bleak.
I mean, in these situations that we've had in the past, like, we've talked about zombie apocalypses.
Yeah.
We've talked about Armageddon. And you're dying when we lose technology as well? Like, we knew you weren't surviving long in the zombie apocalypse. If you're in the Hunger Games...
I don't carry any cash with me. How am I going to buy things to help me survive? I'm not hunting. I can't go out into Bell Park and hunt for my food, can I?
That would be... What a meal. That'd be super interesting.
What are you doing? First 24 hours, no technology.
First 24 hours, no technology. You know, I'd probably just... Depending on where I am, if I'm not at home, I'd probably just, like, you know, go there. Make sure my wife and son are there.
Sure, yep.
We've got a fairly decent-sized veggie patch. So,
sure,
like, food-wise, we're fine.
You're sorted for the first month.
Yeah, not even. Like, a couple of weeks. Like, really undersized carrots.
Yeah.
You know, probably, if anything, probably would hit the road to go to my wife's parents' place.
Right.
Because they live in regional South Australia, and her dad's just, I reckon he's built for this stuff.
Yep.
And I'd just be like,
he's definitely built for
Kim,
this stuff.
What are we doing? Mate, help me out. You know, I'd miss playing Xbox, but you can't win it all. I'm not panicking.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating because you don't have money.
I'm panicking. Akshay said he would probably leave me within the first week.
First hour.
He said he'd be sad,
but
he would have to move on with his life.
I've seen you panic when your keyboard's not working, let alone when all of technology stops.
Can you imagine if I couldn't get to TikTok for one day, Tim?
What
am I supposed to do with my life?
I don't want to be around you when you've had access to technology, let alone when it doesn't work ever again. You'd be the worst version of Julia Roberts, and I hope you know that.
Yes.
Let's just assume for future conversations, and if you're listening right now and we bring this up, like another Hunger Games movie comes out or a zombie apocalypse, we're like, how would we do? Jess dies.
Yep.
It's just...
I'm dead.
Circle around.
I'm already dead.
Dead. We all turn into cartoons. You're dead. No matter what, it becomes Waterworld. You're dead. You don't like the ocean. You can't swim. You're dead. It's just
good movie.
Every movie. You're on Pokemon. A Pokemon lands on you. You get a big one. You're dead.
Dead.
It's just.
Yeah. It's a safe assumption, honestly.
And again, we've spoken about this. Your family generation line has survived wars. It has survived sailing across multiple oceans in horrible circumstances for you to freak out when you can't figure out which tab the sound is coming from on your computer.
It's a big problem.
Yeah. Famine's up there too.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Bad Will Bonington from the newsrooms come in here. Just trying new nicknames for Will. Because you're a bit of a character, Will, now.
Okay, thank you.
That song, Calm Down. Have you ever used have you ever told someone to calm down and thought, oh, this is really like calm
this
that
is effective.
Situation? Yeah, this worked.
What?
So that song's called Calm Down. Have you ever in your life ever either been told to calm down or told someone to calm down?
I've often been told to calm down.
Have you felt calmed by that?
No, actually.
Shock.
Yeah. Oh. No, that's a good point you raise. Yeah. I see what you're saying now.
Okay, thank you very much.
It doesn't
much.
Work.
That's why they had to make a song so that you could sing it instead of
saying
it.
There we go. Mm. Anyway, moving on.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. Bad boy, Bill Waddington. I nearly called you.
Bad boy, Bill Waddington.
Let's end that weird nickname now, I reckon.
Anyway, Bill brings us three news stories every single day. He leaves out some key elements. Tim, you and I, we have to fill in the blanks. We all lost it.
Roman Catholic priests will be able to start giving their blessings for what under a new landmark ruling approved by the Pope?
Same-sex marriages?
Yes.
Well done. Well done. Yes.
They can now bless them in public, but they wouldn't dare do it in church.
And they're still not allowed to marry them.
No.
Oh.
No. But if, you know...
It's like one small step forward and like seven steps back.
Well, it is. So if priests see a gay couple in public, they can say bless you, but not if they're in church.
Okay. So it stops at the door.
Yes.
It does.
All right. Interesting.
Yes. it's progress.
Progress for the sake of progress.
Yeah. One in five Aussies are expected to buy a ticket tonight for what?
Is there some sort of Powerball jackpot?
I'll pay it.
Oi! 300 million.
70 million.
Oi!
Up for grabs tonight in the lotto.
Jeez.
One in five Aussies, so that's 5 million?
There was a
5 million.
Yeah, there was a study done on the luckiest suburbs in Victoria for people winning the lotto. And just like the most unnecessary suburbs, it was like Brighton, Hawthorn, Melbourne, Richmond.
It's because they've got money to spend on lottery tickets.
No, nowhere in Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula cracked the top 10.
Until tonight.
Yes, exactly, Jess.
There we go.
Great attitude.
Feeling lucky, punk.
And an evening dress worn by who has sold for almost $1.7 million?
Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Princess Diana?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I love it when you don't say it confidently and you
Princess
get it right.
Diana?
And when you do... You get it wrong?
The Crown's really big at the moment because they just released their final season. So she's very top of mind at the moment.
Right, yes. It's gone under the hammer in LA.
Wow.
Yeah,
particular evening gown? Was it from a famous event? Was it from a...
Don't know.
A royal meeting?
It wasn't the revenge dress, was it?
The revenge dress?
Yeah, do you remember the...
You'll have to...
Sorry,
my royal knowledge isn't...
Okay, here we go, boys.
Now, just remember...
Yeah.
This could unravel into... Just something wild and uninteresting.
When Princess Diana found out about the affair that her husband was having.
Is this confirmed or alleged?
Oh, it's all alleged. It's from The Crown. Anyway, came out the next day and she was wearing this like short black off-the-shoulder dress, like super tight. She looked hot. Hot as.
Right.
And they've dubbed it the revenge dress because it's like she stepped out the next day and she was like, I don't need a man. She was wearing this beautiful dress.
What do they call it when you like... break up with someone and then you post... Was it thirst trap? Was it a thirst
it
trap?
Was it was the 90s version of a thirst trap. Yeah. She was just like, take photos of me, paparazzi.
Get on your princess diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, she made, you two. Unbelievable. Remember, just throw...
Google revenge dress, you'll see it.
Anytime you can just throw the word alleged in there for those kind of stories, Jess.
Yeah.
Because you weren't quoting a real story. You were quoting the television show.
Okay, but it happened in real life too. It was just... depicted also on The Crown, and that's where I saw it. So.
Allegedly.
Anyway.
Will, allegedly from the newsroom, thank you for coming. It's Tim
Thanks,
and Jess,
Bill.
Driving you home on K-Rock. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, you're an athlete.
Yes.
You're.
I'm glad we're finally starting to call a spade a spade.
You know how a lot of people get into those like superfoods? Like
yeah.
Kale and like all those things. Like they're like really healthy people, right? Did you know, you and I, and if you're listening, you are health. This is just really happy to share with you. Pasta has scientifically been proven to make you happier and healthier.
That's why I'm so happy. That's why they call me and Santa the fat jolly men. Oh, ho, ho, Tim.
All right.
Tis the season.
Recent study. I'm just going to move on. Recent study has proven that the dish increases happiness and can also boost your mood. And when you're in a better mood, you're more likely to live a healthy lifestyle. Because normally one of those things, I don't know about you, when you need to think of things when you go into the supermarket, all the meals that I can think of are carbs.
Yes.
Like pasta and rice. They're the easiest ones, the quickest ones, most amount of flavor. And you go, oh, that's a lot of carbs.
If you had to give up pasta or rice, what would it be?
Rice, see ya, bitch.
Really?
Never again. I swear. Sorry for
that
the language.
Was the fastest.
See ya, rice.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. I love rice. But pasta and me. It's a
you
love.
You go way back.
You don't know love like how I love
pasta. You do make a good pasta too.
I don't know how to make rice.
Yeah.
I'm not in a field graining it. I don't know how to make a pasta, my guy. It has something to do with how human beings respond emotionally and neuropsychologically to eating pasta. It is something that triggers your brain to go, hey, we're in a good mood. Let's get some endorphins pumping. Mm-hmm. You're happy.
That's why Italy is just such a beautiful place to be.
Everyone's walking around doing those hands because they can't express it with their words anymore. Their hands are trying to say, we're so happy.
So happy.
We're so happy over here. And I just thought it was really, really important that, especially over this holiday period where like food and like prepping your food and knowing what the meals are, it's just all over the place for at least the next 3 weeks. If you're resorting to pasta, stop being so happy.
Because you're so happy.
Yeah. It's just wow. You're glowing.
And what is that? Health and happiness.
Life's happier when I'm smashing a carbonara. Put that on a t-shirt. I'll tell you right now.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We're coming together to celebrate the underachiever of society, and that is the vegetable.
Yes.
Every year we host something pretty special, the most important awards ceremony in Geelong.
It's called the Veggie of the Year Awards. It's where we, you're right, Tim. The vegetable never gets that recognition that it needs. And so once a year, we put a spotlight on a vegetable that's maybe changed the game for you this year.
Yep.
Maybe you've just started using it in a new way. Maybe it's really come to the forefront. Like in the past, we've had potato. Really made
potato
a big impact.
Really gets in every single year.
Cauliflower had a very big year in 2020.
Cauliflower to me is kind of Will Smith. Very big a few years ago.
Yeah.
Not in the headlines these days.
I feel like it's oversaturated now. It's had its time. It's a bit of a has-been. Cauliflower, if it could, would be presenting at this year's awards.
Right. Maybe hosting.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? Like, they're already in the spotlight. We want to highlight a vegetable.
We started taking nominations yesterday. 52232955. I feel like today could probably be the final day to take some nominations. Parsnip got a mention, which was the shock.
Yeah.
Of 2023.
Edamame beans have been put into the ring. Peas, Tim, you nominated peas.
I put forward peas this year.
Eggplant has also been given a nomination.
I received a message from Adam from Lara.
Yep.
He has also just shared your nomination of eggplant for 2023.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Because it can be a fritter or a parma and doesn't taste like the ground.
True. That is so true.
Is it?
Bit of balsamic.
Have we talked about does the vegetable need to be able to stand alone? Like that's
why. If it can,
because otherwise, onion and garlic for me personally would win it every year.
Yeah.
But like, can you eat an onion by itself? Can you eat an eggplant by itself?
Well, you can't just bite into an eggplant like it's an apple.
No, that's why.
But a carrot.
That's why
you
edamame,
100% can.
Parsnip, and peas. I'm going all right. They're good with everything, but they're good stand alone.
Can I put forward a suggestion? Corn.
Ooh, yeah, baby girl.
I mean, there's just so many ways you can eat it.
I've really started getting into, over the last couple of years, char-grilled corn.
Yes.
With spices and butters.
And then it, like, you can eat it at dinner, and then it's a nice, delicious snack at the movies, too.
You know what it does, Jess?
Pops.
Well, I was going to say stands alone.
Fair enough.
5-2. And it does pop. You're right. Sorry, I don't want to discredit the information you're putting forward there. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Last chance.
Yep.
Tell us about a vegetable. This is what it's all about. That's made its mark on you in 2023. You tell everyone, you go, oh, you got to start cooking with this. Trust me.
Yep.
It's so good. I love it. My family love it. My kids love it. I'm finally getting my kids to eat vegetables because of this veggie. I've got a few messages, Jess, that I can quickly get through before we get to the phones.
Please.
Cindy from Mount Deneed said the most versatile potato, and you cannot change my mind.
Of course.
And
that's why potatoes won so many years, Tim.
Lana sent a few messages from Ocean Grove. Cauliflower, always so versatile. Soup, cauliflower. Roast, cauliflower. Raw snack, cauliflower. Friend, cauliflower.
She sounds like a vegetarian.
controversial suggestion.
Okay.
From Kevin in Whittington. Mushrooms.
Oh.
What a year to nominate mushrooms.
Mushrooms have never gotten a nomination before. A first time nomination.
Are they vegetables?
I think so.
Are they fungi?
You're a fungi.
I just wish I could get through that without anyone ever responding that way. They can be a sauce. They can be a burger. Delicious with any food combo. So that was Kevin from Whittington. Now we're going to hit the phones. Sue in Mount Deneed, what is your nomination?
Ruffle sprout.
Wow.
I know.
Wow,
Sue. Please sell us on the Brussels sprout.
Okay, so because they're bitter, you steam them first and then you can bake them. Put the spices you want on with some olive oil and parmesan. Or you can put honey and soy sauce on them.
So it's a lot of work.
Honey, soy, Brussels sprouts.
Or you can cook them slowly in a sweet and sour sauce and eat them with rice.
Well, Sue, they've been officially nominated, so thank you very, very much. Kirby in Brimley, what is your nomination for Veggie of the Year 2023?
Sweet potato.
Yeah, there it is.
We've been waiting
for that one.
Sweet potato has come in the last few years in the nominees list, but never really taken the crown.
Favorite way to eat it, Kirby? Roasting, I assume?
No. Air
chips. Wow.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, they make a great chip, Tim.
Amy in Newcombe's giving us a call as well. Amy, final person to make a nomination for Veggie of the Year 2023 before the award is announced tomorrow on the show. Hit us.
Pumpkin.
There she
pumpkin.
Is.
Amy, sell us on the pumpkin.
Just give me just a moment. There are so many options. You can boil or roast it, add goat cheese, put it in a blender, and now you've got pumpkin sauce for like pasta or gnocchi. Yum. You can par cook it. You can crumb it in panko breadcrumbs. Now you've got pumpkin chips. You can add a small amount of mashed pumpkin to sausage roll mince, and it will change your sausage roll game, I promise you.
Amy, have you got a specific pumpkin that you enjoy more than others? Are you a Kent pumpkin?
Oh, yeah,
are you
the
a Jap pumpkin?
No, like they all work.
Butternut's pretty good.
She knows her pumpkins. Yeah. I'll tell you now, Amy, it's been officially nominated. Make sure you are listening tomorrow, because if your vegetable wins, you will receive some quantity of pumpkin from Tim and Jess.
A quantity of pumpkin deem appropriate.
Without being silly, because we're not food wasters here. Amy, thank you very, very much. There's the list, Jess. It's an open category. What a race.
We're going to put the list up at K-Rock Geelong tomorrow, Tim. You'll have your chance to vote in the Veggie of the Year Awards, and then we'll be crowning a winner tomorrow on the show.
So special. I love this time of year. It's my Christmas.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I need to talk about something that's going to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Do we have to?
You're already sweating.
I just have figured out what you want to do.
I just
don't know why you need to do it. I don't understand the point.
I asked Tim to grab me a piece of audio of a particular sound that I guess inflicts a little bit of, it's almost like a pain kind of sensation.
Well, I don't know what my brain does, but it's kind of like, it's like when you scrape cutlery on a plate.
Yep.
It's like, because I've got retainers on at the moment on my teeth and they're moving all the time, sometimes I'll bite and they'll yeet on each other.
Ooh.
And I'll be eating and I'll go,
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I can hear it in my brain.
Yeah.
And I don't like what those, you want me to do.
Those sound effects, Tim, belong to a category where this sound also belongs. Nails on a chalkboard. So bad. Okay, turn it off. Turn it off. That's all I'm going to ask you to play a bit. Because, Tim, scientists have discovered why nails on a chalkboard in particular make us all have that cringe sensation.
Now, a lot of people thought, you know, hey, like we in school we used to have blackboards and they evolved to the whiteboards and now they're the digital boards and everyone's like, oh, it's because of technology. No, we just didn't want the scratching anymore.
You don't want to hear that.
You can't scratch a digital board.
The only thing worse than nails on a chalkboard was hearing the chalk scratch on the chalkboard.
What do you mean? You think chalk is worse? Like someone just writing in chalk is worse than the scratching?
No, the scratching's just as bad. I'm just saying that like listening to a teacher write with chalk. Not
I put that on such a different level. Like the writing with chalk is like a holiday to Bali.
Okay.
Scratching is like getting punched in the face. Such a difference.
Who knew that you hated this sound so much? I'm going to tell you why, Tim. Stop playing it. It's so bad.
It's 23 seconds long and I can't last that long. I can't.
Apparently the sound mimics a cry of distress and it triggers an emotional response in us as human beings.
Right. Maybe because I have a son, a four-month-old. Maybe it hurts me now more than it did 5 months ago.
Maybe it does.
I'm a soft little butter boy.
So much. So, yeah, the scratching noise evokes a physiological... People have turned off their radio at this point. No one's listening.
What actor would be paid to do this? Who took up that cameo session, that Fiverr, where they're like, yeah, I'll scratch my nails on the chalkboard.
The scratching noise invokes a physiological response, such as increased heart rate, causing an emotional experience rather than relaxing experience.
I'm sitting at 98 heart rate.
This is what they've discovered.
I don't like it. So that's it. That's the fun fact that you can take to your Christmas party.
That's it. And now you've discovered whether you enjoy that sound or not, if you're still with us. Thank you. Stop.
Yeah, fair enough. I hate myself too.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.